school's police chief fired. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A crowd of angry parents Thursday evening at the school board meeting in Uvalde, Texas. The board voting unanimously to fire Pete Arredondo, the chief of the district's police force, 3 months to the day after the deadly school shootings there.
Arredondo, who has been on unpaid leave since June, claims he did not know he was the incident commander on the day of the May tragedy, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. State officials and an investigative report fault him for failing to take charge of the scene and not breaching the classroom where the gunman was sooner.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, his attorney, releasing a letter calling Arredondo a leader and a courageous officer who made level-headed decisions. President Biden announcing yesterday forgiveness for up to $10,000 in student loan debt for people making less than $125,000 a year.
My administration is going to do to provide more breathing room for people so they have less burden by student debt. And quite frankly, to fix the system itself.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says this is an effort to win support for Democrats in November.
The Democrats dropped $300 billion in hopes, again, that it has some positive political benefit. But good. In the long run, this hurts. This hurts the economy.
The price tag for the plan estimated at $300 billion. A federal judge in Idaho has barred enforcement of the state's strict abortion ban in medical emergencies over concerns that it violates a federal law on emergency care. The balance of Idaho's new abortion law will go into effect today, but a Texas federal judge has ruled the federal emergency care requirements are silent on abortion and therefore cannot override the new Texas abortion restrictions. Federal judge in Mississippi has rejected a lawsuit seeking to reinstate the voting rights of people convicted of certain felonies, claiming the law is racially biased. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A judge in Florida has tossed out hundreds of settlement claims from last year's high-rise condo collapse in Florida.
Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Michael Hansman invalidated 457 claims from people who said they were either hurt at the site of the collapse or lost property there. Many of those submissions from states out west were linked to a blog that shows people how to submit unproven claims. Government records confirmed the deception. The Champlain Towers South building collapsed last June, killing 98 people. The 284 remaining claimants will be entitled to a share of a $1.1 billion settlement fund approved in June. A definitive cause for the collapse is likely years from being known. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
More than a dozen people were hurt, some of them critically last night, when a bus rolled over on the New York State Thruway south of Albany. The I-87 portion of the thruway was closed for several hours. Federal banking regulators are headed to Wyoming this week to chart potential course corrections for the U.S. economy.
The Federal Reserve holds its annual Summer Economic Symposium with the title of this year's gathering, Reassessing Constraints on the Economy and Policy. It's the first in-person economic meeting since 2019, and where inflation and perhaps recession will dominate talks. And as investors also watch closely to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's next steps to try and boost the U.S. economy and clamp down on skyrocketing prices of everything. He keynotes the event in Jackson Hole tomorrow morning. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Ahead of that Fed conference, early morning Dow futures are trading more than 240 points higher. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 59 points, NASDAQ up 50. The S&P 500 closed 12 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.